This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Julio Portalatin. How are you, Julio?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks for having me.
And we're going to talk a lot about leadership and how CEOs view the world. But let's start. You're titled, you're Vice Chair of Marsh McLennan Companies.
That's right.
Everyone's heard of Marsh McLennan. You're about to be 150 years old, but I don't know if everyone knows the four companies that are involved in Marsh McLennan.
Right. Thank you. Again, thanks for the opportunity. First, let me say that in order to be able to define the companies, you have to be able to say what we stand for. You know, our purpose is very clearly defined as making a difference in people's lives during the moments that matter most. And I think that the four companies do that in their own unique way. So you have Marsh is the leading global insurance broker and risk manager, and works hard, of course, in being able to place insurance that is important at the time of loss and most need for customers and clients. It also analyzes and assesses risks for clients so that they make sure that they're insuring those risks properly. After that, you have the Guy Carpenter. Now, Guy Carpenter is similar to Marsh, except they do it for other insurance companies. So they place insurance for insurance companies. So they're reinsurers. Exactly right. Right. And so they work with insurance companies and place business for them. So, you know, definitely what happens when you have these large risks, let's say nuclear plants or whatever, not one insurance company is going to take all the risk. They're going to spread that risk across. And, of course, Guy Carpenter works in coming up with the carriers to do that. Okay, so fantastic work that they do around analytics also and capital reviews, et cetera. And then you have Mercer, which is on the consultancy side of the house. And Mercer is by far the largest HR and people global consultancy company that's in existence. And it has been a success story because of the fact that it focuses on people's strategy. So it focuses on things like future of work. How do you deliver health solutions for employees? We know that's a big topic here and across the world. How do you design different programs to deliver different benefits to our employees, who everyone knows is our most important assets? And we work very hard to make sure that we are delivering really value-added type of services and benefits to those individuals. So we basically work around delivering advice and technological solutions to the changing workforce for each employer around the world. And then, of course, we have Oliver Wyman. Oliver Wyman is an incredible organization. It ranks in the top 4 or 5 of all strategic management consultants in the world. It does a considerable amount of work in restructuring and helping companies restructure and prepare themselves for that future. Most recently, through OW Labs, they've been helping significant transformational change take place around digital and getting people ready and getting companies ready to really maximize the opportunity around that fast-paced changing world.
So how do you and Dan Glaser, how do you manage the interaction and the synergies between four companies who are aligned and right, similar in mission but have different right, functions?
That's a great question, because Dan works really hard to try to deliver the full breadth of our capabilities along with all the other leaders of each one of the operating companies to our clients. And as an example of that, outside the United States, we had health solutions being delivered by both Marsh and Mercer. And rather than having that continue to be a bit disjointed and somewhat confusing to the marketplace, we decided to put the both companies together to market health solutions and maximize the strengths of Marsh Brokerage and Mercer Consultancy to bring a unified, value-added approach to our clients. And that's now called Mercer Marsh Benefits. So we actually rebranded branded that. So all of our health solutions outside the U.S. is actually branded under Mercer Marsh Benefits. That's an example of how we bring the synergies of the companies together to the benefit of our customers.
Let's go into Julio, one of the companies, which is Mercer. You were CEO of Mercer from 2012 to 2019. Talk about what the organization was when you came there, and let's start off with something good, which was what you're proudest of that you accomplished. Then I'll let you know I'm about to ask you the challenges.
Thank you. Well, let me first say that it was quite an honor to be leading an organization that is so influential in the world. You know, you can't, MMC and Mercer also, you can't help every time you pick up a newspaper or you read a digital news to have things that are centered around, for Marshall McLennan, the risk aspect of what's going on in the world, the strategy that's necessary in order to respond to a fast-paced changing world, and of course the people. So risk, strategy, and people. That's what Marshall McLennan represents as far as solutions for clients. And then when you think about the people aspect of that, and you start thinking about the outside-in look. Okay, so what's happening around people and employees and employers? We have fast-paced automation. We have skill sets that have to be either reskilled or retaught or taught because of the fast-paced changing world. You have an aging population. There is nothing more significant that's going to impact the world. Nothing more singularly important than the fact that every population around the world is aging. And the implications of that, whether it be on society, whether it be on education.
We actually met with Joanne Jenkins from AARP,
who
is the visionary.
That's right.
This.
Yeah, so Joanne and I, of course, share the view about how we have to deliver different types of solutions in the future for a different type of age bracket that now is developing. And, yeah, America's aging, Japan's aging, even China's aging. You know, everyone thinks of them as being relatively young, but they're aging as well. Everybody's aging. So the fact of the matter is that what we did when we came to Mercer is we said, okay, what's really missing? And what was missing was some sort of rallying cry about what's important. What's the vision of the company? What are the values that we should stand by and practice, not just having a drawer somewhere on a piece of paper? And what is the purpose of why we exist and how we motivate and approach our clients? And so we worked really hard in putting that together and then making it live. So the purpose was very clear, making a difference in people's lives, whether it's around health, wealth, or career. And that is a very powerful message, one that we very much live by and then innovate around on a constant basis. So we started innovating. We brought innovative solutions to the marketplace. An example of that is Mercer Marketplace, which allowed us to digitally offer to employers and to their employees a platform for assigning a customized health program, as opposed to the normal health program that you get every year. You just say yes or no and get a deductible and you're done. We actually give you a vast array of options to be able to think about and consider and put together your cafeteria style type of benefits program. And
no one had really done that.
No, we executed it and quite frankly became the largest platform for health because of that. Now, and we did many other innovations. We became the largest. You know, people don't think of Mercer as being a in the investment business, but we actually advise on trillions of dollars of assets, pension assets, and we actually asset manage on a delegated basis close to $300 billion of assets.
Okay.
And nobody thought about this. This is the company we've become. This is the company that we now are, okay? And the last thing I'll say about this is that nothing happens without bringing people along for the journey. Right? Nothing happens in a vacuum. So working hard and being able to engage with our colleagues so that they feel like they are part of that journey and resulted in us being able to achieve record results, whether measured by a shareholder or measured by colleagues through employee engagement. We were able to achieve higher levels of earnings, higher levels of growth, and higher levels of employee engagement at the same time, which I will call passionately the trifecta, because it's nice to say that you've done one of the three.
Everyone
when you accomplish the trifecta, I think you can sit there and say that our employees did a wonderful job through this journey.
So you've 1 minute until we take a break. What was your driving leadership philosophy in this success?
It was, in my view, it was all about creating an environment where everyone felt that they could bring themselves to contribute for their success and for the success of the company. Having a purpose that people can rally around, be motivated by, be passionate about, and thrive to achieve. It was a very important element of getting excitement in the organization. You know, you do have to generate some excitement, or else you're just like every other company. And we were able to, I think, generate enough excitement that we were recognized by Forbes magazine as an employer of choice as we went through that journey. And it was an exciting time for us because we had never been recognized as Mercer as an employer of choice by anybody, and it was nice to see such a prestigious magazine like Forbes be able to recognize us for that.
And I like that, being a write for Forbes as well. So well done. But I was not involved with that. So Julio, we're going to come back. When we do, we're going to talk about the world of CEOs, yes, and what are the issues facing them. And right, then we're going to talk about D&I and some tremendous achievements you've made in that.
Thank you.
Back in a few.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with Julio Portalatin, and he is the vice chair of Marsh McLennan. Now, I want to just first ask you, vice chair. So that's different than what you usually see. What made you select vice chair? And I know it's specifically done because we've spoken about this before.
Yes, we have. And quite frankly, it was conscious. The first business card that came out said vice chairman. And I thought in a world where we're trying to signal an inclusive environment, an environment where we're trying to achieve a parity amongst male, female, ethnicity, lifestyle, background differences, embrace them, encourage people to come to work and bring their full selves to work so they can do the best for themselves and our company. In a world like that, I thought it was just appropriate to be a little bit more gender neutral in the style and in the actual title. And that's why we dropped the second part of chairman.
And what I want to say, you got 600,000 listeners here, and I'm hoping all of you are going to say, I heard it first with Robert Reese on the CEO Show. Julio was the guy who came up with this, but vice chair, a great move going forward.
Thank you.
So let's now talk about CEOs. You have the unique perspective. You have been a CEO for a number of years, but also you're advising CEOs. Mm-hmm. And now with Oliver Wyman, there's a lot of strategic in advice as well. Mm-hmm. What are the key issues? We're in a fast-paced world. Technology is changing everything. Everyone's in the cloud now, and you have to be, and you're scared of being digital assassination. What are the key issues that CEOs should be considering now?
So as we go around the globe and have these types of discussions and engage with the C-suite, there are areas that have commonality as to what people are thinking about and trying to achieve a competitive advantage, which is the C-suite's role at the end of the day is to achieve a competitive advantage and grow faster than others, and the reality and outperform. And the reality is that it centers around a couple of things. One of the things that right now is very much on top of mind is we live in a relatively volatile world because of this fast-paced changing environment. How are we going to prepare ourselves to not only grow but to also risk mitigate against the things that are presenting themselves as the challenges? So whether you talk about, you know, you always hear about that AI is going to impact, you know, employees and their opportunities in the future. But the reality is that an employee that's well prepared for that future will actually benefit from that future. As an example, you have to be in a mode of continuous learning today. You cannot expect that the old way works, that you go to school for a certain amount of time, you learn, and then you join a company, and then you join another company, you join another company, you relatively do the same thing but at higher levels. Now, those days have changed. Things are changing too fast. You have to be in a mode of continuous learning. So as a CEO, and as a C-suite person, you sit there and you say, the skills that I need to be able to advance in the future are hard to get today. They're hard to get. Mm-hmm. There is a gap.
It's a great point.
In the skills that are necessary. So an employee can really put themselves in a position of having some leverage if they understand what those skills are and skill up. companies have to think about how they're going to meet the demand of those skills by putting together different types of reskilling programs or educational programs, training programs that are continuous, not ones that are just blocks of time and you're done and then you go up. No, continuous learning, continuous curriculum that continues to build skills for the future.
If you're a CEO, what's the first step you do? You listen to this interview. What's the step you do tomorrow at work?
So depending on what industry you're in as a CEO, and you already have been able to identify where the soft spots are and the difficulty to be able to hire the right skills. And in fact, it's impacting your growth. It's impacting your expansion plans. You know what those skill levels are. For some companies, it could be digital researchers. For other companies, it could be analysts that work with AI to be able to advance the elements of AI in their organization. And other people in other organizations, it could be, since you work a lot in the boards of health, it could be we need physician assistants. We need nurses. They're in high demand. How do we get more of them? So depending on where that need is for you,
right,
you have to take a proactive stance. You got to say, yeah, hey, this is how we're going to skill up. We're going to use technology to identify the people that have the basic foundational skills to learn these things that we will teach.
And let's go in now, because we've about a little over 2 minutes left, but something really important is when women thrive, and you are actually one of the founders, I guess the founder of When Women Thrive. Talk about the whole world of D&I and When Women Thrive, why it's so important.
So I would be remiss if I didn't also say that is also one of the risk elements that's top of mind for CEOs, just to finish that previous question out, is the whole element of cybersecurity. And in the Marsh entity in particular, but also Oliver Wyman, we work hard in identifying, assessing, mitigating, and then providing an insurance cover for that inevitable event, because it is inevitable. It is likely that, you know, most companies have already been hacked, and it's just a matter of when it's going to manifest itself and when it's going to be realized. So we work really hard on that. As far as When Women Thrive, let me just first take one step back and then take a step forward on When Women Thrive. First,
a minute and a half.
Yeah, so first thing, the whole issue of diversity and inclusion, I think, is an important element that needs to be talked about first broadly. Because it's an inclusive discussion means that no one is excluded. And I think sometimes when we have this discussion, some people think there are winners and losers. There's no winners and losers when you talk about this. We are talking about creating an environment where nobody is advantaged or disadvantaged. Everyone has the opportunity to be successful. Creating an environment where different backgrounds are maximized to the benefit of clients, individuals, and companies. So all different backgrounds, which means geography, educational backgrounds, all those different lifestyles. Yes, ethnicity goes in there as well. Gender. But also, what's your experience? That's different. We want to value that, okay? So if you're going to do an innovation project, don't bring people on that are in the business that you're trying to innovate. Bring people on that have no idea what the business is about, so that you get these different great ideas. Anyway, that's what diversity is all about, and inclusion. It's an inclusive approach. Nobody should feel like it's us versus them. So that's the first question. First thing, When Women Thrive was actually founded by a person that I have a high esteem for, and her name is Pat Milligan. And she works for Mercer and continues to work for Mercer and is the strong advocate for continuing to expand When Women Thrive. And When Women Thrive was actually launched nearly 6 years ago at the World Economic Forum. And every year in January, when we attend the World Economic Forum, we put an update on what is going on When Women Thrive. When Women Thrive basically does an analysis and a best practice research around the entire globe with several hundreds of companies and thousands of employees included in the data, so that we can establish proof positive best practices that have practically worked.
You're all evidence-based.
Everything is evidence-based, based on our annual research that we do with real companies, real employees across the globe.
And on that note, Julio, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here as well.
For From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. This is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Ellen Kullman. How are you, Ellen?
I'm fine, Robert.
And Ellen, as most of you already know, obviously, was a longtime CEO at DuPont from 2009 to 2015. We want to talk about starting there, and then we're going to shift into talking about leadership and more of what your vision of what America and corporate America in specific can become. So let's start off. Tell me about your experience at DuPont now that you've had time to really look back.
Well, I spent 27 years with the company, 7 years as CEO and chair, and watched the company undergo a tremendous amount of change in that from that standpoint. Always driven off of science and engineering at its core, but really bringing very powerful solutions for our customers feed a growing population, to protect people and the environment, and to really secure, an energy future in terms of our innovative products and services and offerings. But in order to affect that, there was a tremendous amount of change, tremendous amount of acquisitions, divestitures, restructuring, and we were going through a generational change at the company at the same time. A tremendous amount of our wonderful employees were retiring, and we were bringing in new people, new skills at an unprecedented rate, or something we hadn't done in decades. And so it was quite a tremendous 7-year run and tremendous amount of change in that time.
And when you were CEO, from a leadership standpoint, did you have any certain leadership principles that you guided by?
Well, one of my underlying leadership principles is that I have a no-regrets policy. You know, leadership isn't about being popular. Leadership is about really putting together the best team to affect the best outcome in your business for your customers, for your shareholders, for your employees, and the communities in which you operate. And so it meant sometimes doing some very unpopular things. It meant sometimes doing some things that absolutely were necessary. But I wasn't going to be one that would sit and look back and say, gee, I wish I could have change that. What I would do is go forward and change it if something didn't work out. So I operated under that. But with that, you have to know that leadership is all about integrating, that as the CEO of a company can't do it all. And we very much rely on our teams and our people to bring their best selves forward in order to really create not only the culture and the environment that is open to innovation and growth and driving change, but that can really see the future and drive the organization.
And in having a no-regrets policy, which is an interesting philosophy, you probably had a lot of challenges that you had to overcome. Talk about a personal example of a challenge that you had to overcome.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, although I went to engineering school at a time frame where there were very few women, you know, I was brought up to believe that we as individuals could do anything we put our head, heart, and, you know, mind toward, and never felt that my gender was a barrier or was a drawback into anything I did. when I went into the working world, I found out that wasn't quite the way it worked, and really found along the way there were situations where being the only woman in the room was more common when I started work, and as I worked my way through leadership positions than not, and being asked to get coffee, being treated as if I wasn't in the room, someone, you know, my sharing an idea and having someone, a man, say it next and have that embrace, you know, and I saw that and felt all that and felt I was not going to let that define me, that I was going to be present, I was going to be there, I was going to contribute, and I was going to make a difference in whatever job I had. And I think my attitude towards that really helped me not worry about those challenges. They were there, and I had to deal with them, but to really keep looking forward to what we could accomplish as a team and as a business. And, you know, found a lot of like-minded people in the company, and we worked together towards that end.
So when you're doing that, do you have advice to women when they're facing that? And I don't know if those things still exist, but I bet they do. And my sense is there's something like an unconscious bias. What's your take?
Yeah, I think there absolutely is. And I tend to think people as being inherently good. And so, therefore, I do believe it is unconscious. They're not acting, for the most part, out of explicit bias. But it is there. And, you know, I think we have to talk about it. And I urge men and women to kind of talk about the elephant in the room if they see it happen. You know, whether you're having an HR conversation, somebody might say, well, she just had a baby. Are you sure she will want to take on that new job and that new challenge? And, you know, we should all be saying, well, that's up to her, you know, and her family situation is up to her, and so let's let her make that decision. Let's not make that decision. Or many times I feel that people are acting out of what they think is the best interest of an individual without even talking to that individual about what their desires and situation is. And so I really believe that people need to, in a very appropriate and supportive way, talk about that and understand where that lies in their organizations and work towards eliminating it and reducing it and just understanding that it's there and that you have to work against it.
So I think when you talk about elephants in the room, there's a very clear problem that if you look at the number of Fortune 500 women CEOs, to me, it's I feel so embarrassed about it. I mean, I remember in my Forbes column, I've been writing for years, we need to get to 50. 50 is only 10%. It seems entirely impossible, just mathematically, that only 5% of the talent could be women. Why is this happening?
So, I mean, I think there are trade-offs at every level in leadership. Women start out right now about 50% of the workforce, the entering workforce. But by the time we get to a C-level jobs, we're down to the teens, the mid-teens, and obviously we get the CEO, it's down more in the, 4, 5, 6% range, depending on one or two moves that could take place in any given quarter. And I do think that the issue is that companies really have an intent. Many companies have an intent to do something, and they try different things, but it is in a cohesive set of actions that real progress can be made. One of the reasons I joined forces with other women to start Paradigm for Parity, a group that works for gender parity at the C-suite level, through a 5-point action plan. And it is by coordinated action around eliminating and reducing unconscious bias, setting goals, sponsorship in addition to mentorship to help people. And those are just 3 of the 5 that really working together help continue to move women to higher levels in the organization and hence have that opportunity to be considered for this.
Do you happen to have the website, do you know, offhand to that, if anyone wants to go to that website?
It's Paradigm 4, the number 4, parity.com.
Okay, good. So let's talk. We have 2 minutes until break, but a first question is, how about men. What can men in the executive roles do? Because I'm a deep believer this is all of us together if we're going to solve this problem.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And I think men are equal participants in it. I mean, when I took my senior leadership team through unconscious bias training, I think one of the first things they were relieved to find out was that I have my own internal biases and that this just isn't about, you know, that men are an issue. The issue is all of us together create the environment with which our organizations work, the culture that really binds the organization together. And it's us together that need to work on that and make sure that we're creating inclusive teams. I've seen some companies, for instance, have a rule that says that on any team, no individual group can represent over 70% of the members of that team. So whether it's females, males, whatever, you have to have a diverse team. And we've seen the data and we've seen the statistics that show that diverse teams produce much better outcomes than monolithic teams do. And so I do think that that is a really important part of it. It is a collective action of working together to get the best and the brightest. I mean, you know, the interesting thing is that opportunity is not evenly spread across companies, across organizations. Yet the facts are that we need to do that because every person in that organization, you know, bring skills
Ellen,
to bear, and we have to figure
Ellen,
out the best way to use it.
We're about to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about the imbalance of power between men and women in business. Back in a few.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with Ellen Coleman, who, as everyone knows, was the longtime CEO of DuPont and has been deeply involved in driving a better type of corporation and societal model in America and globally. So let's talk more about that. So why do you think the current corporate culture lends itself to this imbalance of power between men and women?
You know, I think that has been my biggest surprise as I have come through my career, is that it is improving, but not at a significant rate at all. And I really thought that with transparency and people having goals, that it would really shine a light and we would get more, more progress sooner. So why is it stalled? You know, I think first, companies, they believe they've tried. You know, an executive, I've heard say, gee, you know, I did unconscious bias training. I don't understand why I still have it. And unconscious bias is a continual process of learning and development, like much of development is. You know, or I've set goals, and they're just not those women out there. And interestingly enough is that as I've tested search firms, as I've done external search, I've found that there are women and people of color there. It just takes a little longer to identify, or we have to broaden out how we think about some of the history or background that they have. You know, and second, I think there hasn't been a clear roadmap. I think people have tried a lot of different things. And the one thing that Paradigm for Parity has put forward is a 5-point action plan, first of its kind roadmap to guide executives on the steps they can achieve. Take to achieve parity. And that's why, and it starts at the CEO, and that's why the CEO commitment is so important. And I think, you know, facts are change part. You know, there may be structural barriers, there may be, you know, unconscious barriers, but when women join the workforce, they step into an entrenched culture. And over the history, haven't had the same set of opportunities presented to them. And I think that's why they don't rise at the same rate. And I think through this action plan, through working together, that this can be, it can be mollified, changed, and we can move this in the right direction.
So what is your vision? If everything was to work well and people are on the right path, what could business become?
You know, I've talked to CEOs that have been very aggressive at this and say they're going to get to gender parity at the C-suite by 2025. Many that have my paradigm for parity have said 2030. I talked to others who say it might take me longer. There were not as many women in this certain field. And I challenge them on that because if you look at places like MIT, they matriculate 50% women. So women are going into tech fields. Now the questions are we looking in the right places? And certainly we do have more work to do there to get kids interested in science, technology, and engineering. That's one of the areas where there are shortfalls. But I think overall it is that, you know, drive that works together that's going to create a real difference. So we challenge companies to set their own goals, to measure themselves against those goals, and be really proud and share with their employees the progress that they're making.
And so from your experience when you were CEO of DuPont, what did you see as the biggest challenge when it came to creating gender diversity in leadership positions?
I think it's the I've tried mentality.
Mm.
You know, it's not me, I've tried. So instead of pointing fingers, instead of saying they're wrong, my philosophy was sit down. Let's have a discussion. How many people did you hire last year? How many of them were women? How many of them were people of color? And the interesting thing is most of my leaders didn't know those numbers initially.
Mm.
Well, the second time we had the meeting, you can imagine they knew those numbers. And the third time they had the meeting, we had that meeting and we did it quarterly, there was no excuse for them not to understand why it happened. And so I do think it's being fact-based, it's being, working collaboratively within the organization, and we made some real progress. And I think that, when they figured out that this was an us equation, not a me versus them, they were more invested in it. We were all invested in making a real difference.
It's a great story. And when you talk about us, how about boards? I know you're on four public boards, one private board. What role do boards have really in ensuring companies are setting the right diversity goals and are positioning themselves to achieve?
Well, the interesting thing is that boards can ask all the uncomfortable questions. And they do. And, one of the things, I started more board work since I retired. I didn't ask the question up front. I waited to see whether they brought it up or not. I waited a meeting or two. And the interesting thing is the majority of boards absolutely brought it up. It was a standard part of one of the committee's work. Now, maybe they didn't have all the data, and we didn't look at it in quite the way that some of the board members had thought would be purposeful for them. But we worked towards that. But I think it is board responsibility to make sure, because people is the asset every company has to have to create those great outcomes. And so, making sure that we have the right people in the room is very important from a board standpoint. As a young business leader, running one of DuPont's SBUs, was that we were promoting men 6 months to a year faster than we were promoting women. And it's interesting because, we collectively could explain every individual case. It was a business of about 2,000 people. But when you collectively looked at the data, it didn't make any sense. Why was it a man could get through that role in 24 months, but a woman took 30 to 36 months to get to that next promotion? And we had to do a lot of self-reflection and understand that was not the women. We had phenomenally talented people, men, women, all sorts. But it was our bias. Well, she just needs 6 more months. Well, this. And we had to rectify that.
So
the question is, does that go on in other places? I would suggest it does.
So we have about 30 seconds left. So the question is, if you had one sentence, word of advice, let's say to my 18-year-old daughter, Molly, or even more so to a young woman of color where it's dramatically more difficult, what would that advice be? One sentence.
that you're not alone. There are a lot of people out there you can talk to and compare notes with and understand that can help you with perspectives that will hopefully make it a little easier for you, a little more clear about the decisions you need to make and what you need to do, but that we're all in this together and that there is an opportunity to feel very supported for this.
Well, Ellen, great having you on the CEO show. Everyone else, know your numbers, and if we all focus, we can do this and build a much better society.
Great. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.